No, no, I think it's kind of gone how we thought it would go. You know, defense, other than the first day, has been giving us some issues up front. But there's been some days where we've ran the ball really well, I think. I thought, you know, we had a couple good periods yesterday, one-on-ones. I thought looked really, really good for us. I love doing one-on-ones, and it's good for our young guys to go against veteran guys like we had matched up yesterday. Red zone drills, you know, usually favor the defense early in camp. I don't think we're doing a great job in some of the protection pickups, but the best part is there's a lot of film to correct. Coaches love that, and a lot of guys are, you know, starting to click in and have some better practices.
On offensive line, you know, one day you're going to get Dave back and Elton, but right now, outside of Yash, you don't have guys that have had a lot of game experience in the NFL. Is that like the youngest group that you've lined up behind?
It's definitely a young group. But Yash has played some good football, so we have a lot of confidence in him. And I think Royce, you know, has been playing some tackle and guard for us. He's got some flexibility. And then we got to see what we have with the young guys. You know, the guys with two first names. We got to see if they can, you know, where they're going to be playing at. But I like what we've done really at center and left guard. I think I've been really consistent. You know, when Runyon came in, John Ryan, that's funny. I was just actually talking to Mason about John Ryan, so that came out a little slip there. But John Runyon, when he came in, he was a pro's pro. Maybe because he's been around his dad and seen what it looks like, but the game has never been too big for him. And Josh is such a big, wide body. Although he's a heavy sweater. And so indoors in a day like today in a walkthrough, we had to get him multiple towels. But remind me of Evan Dietrich Smith a little bit. But I like how those guys are playing, and really the other spots are up for grabs until Dave and Elton get back. I think we're just going to have to throw some of them in the fire, to be honest. We're not sure, obviously, when Christian will be back, but, you know, there's going to be in the two deep, which plays a number of snaps, there's going to be young players. You know, other than Allen and Randall, those guys have played with me a good amount. Juwan's played limited. Malik's played limited. Amari's played very limited. Sammy hasn't been with us. And then you got a couple rookies. So we're going to have to throw them in the fire and have a little, you know, learning process. I think that's where the patience and the expectations, reasonable expectations, will be very important. That being said, there'll be a lot of conversations between now and game one. And the expectation will be to be able to recall the important conversations and go out and execute and just be yourself.